What's going on, guys? Welcome to or welcome back to Chisme and Chill, where we chisme out and we chill. If you're watching on video, you might have noticed that the camera quality is so much better. I did end up spending a pretty penny on this camera. It is the Sony ZV-1 version 2. They gave there was a Black Friday deal, if you can even call it a Black Friday deal, because it was I think originally it was $900 and it was $699, and I was it's not really giving Black Friday, but you guys know how it is this year. I think everyone on TikTok has been talking about it, but yeah. I heard the turnout at Target on Black Friday wasn't too crazy either. I have to ask my coworkers because I didn't work Black Friday, but they booked a bunch of people. I think they said they scheduled 45 people for fulfillment only, which is crazy. So I can't wait to get the tea from my coworkers on how Black Friday went at Target this last year or this last week. Anyway, don't forget to subscribe, comment wherever you're listening. It really helps the videos and boosts and all that stuff. I appreciate everyone that's been listening so far. I see you guys listening on my Spotify and watching on my YouTube. I appreciate it a lot. So thank you. I did have an episode recorded last week, but I was having a really hard time because I was recording it on my phone and then transferring the data and then using the iCloud link and trying to maintain the quality over all these transfers. Honestly, I just gave up. I was screw it. I scrapped the whole episode. That's another reason why I just bit the bullet and bought the camera, because I'm I'm not going to get an episode out until I figure this camera thing out, because iPhone, I'm never getting iPhone ever again. It's just not happening. Because they're oh yeah, we have a really good camera. We have 3 lenses. Okay, cool. For what? So you can run out of space in 2 seconds? So you cannot be compatible with my current computer unless I get a Mac? I'm not getting a Mac. I would literally rather shoot myself in the foot. I'm not getting a Mac. It must have changed my microphones. I think this plug might be a little bit loose, which we're going to have to figure that out. See, another technical difficulty. Okay, let's just jump right into Chisme and Chill. So this, at this point, this is old news, but I did cover it on the last episode that I scrapped. So I wanted to kind of go over it again, is the Tyler and Ashley drama. And honestly, I think this is it. I think this is probably going to be my last time talking about it, because I don't really see what else they can say beyond the interview that we all saw with Tyler. And if you guys didn't see it, Tyler and Ashley, which is a couple from Love is Blind season 7, they did ultimately end up getting married at the altar. And Tyler and Ashley are kind of on this they seem one of the good couples, one of the non-toxic couples. And then turned out a lot of stuff came out. It said that he was a sperm donor. So we're okay, for his best girlfriend and her wife at the time. And then things didn't work out between the wife and the girl best friend. So then he stepped in and played father or whatever. And then later conceived another baby naturally, according to the girl best friend. According to Tyler, actually, let's just get into the interview. You guys, y'all gotta catch up if you're not caught up on the Tyler and Ashley lore. But it's pretty crazy. And I was even looking at the court case, because I was looking it up. I don't want to give the details of it, because I'm okay, this has their personal information and their address and stuff. So I'm I'm just going to look at it from my own eyeballs. And that's pretty much it, because I'm seeing people online saying oh, Tyler fought for custody for one of the kids. And I don't see that in the court record unless there's another case number. But most of the time, if you're in the same county, even if you go to court more than once, the case number is the same, usually. So I think, anyway, let's get into the Tyler Lateris. Lateris is an interviewer on YouTube. It was the first interview I've ever seen him conduct, and it was actually really good. He asked a lot of questions, and I noticed people were critiquing him a little bit for not going too in on Tyler, but we also have to remember, we want to keep Tyler opening up, and I think if Lateris was too, judgy or attacky, or even if we call it accountability, somebody like Tyler isn't going to see it as you're holding me accountable. They're going to see it as, okay, so you're on the internet side, you're attacking me. And I think he would have shut down. So I think he handled it the best way he could while still getting as much information as he could get out of Tyler, if that makes sense. Anyway, okay, listen, I'm going to be honest. I took Lateris's advice And I started listening to it with like complete open heart, open soul. I said, you know what? Maybe the internet is just, you know, we're doing mob mentality. Maybe I'm just going to listen. Just like the rest of you, I listened. And okay, the number one thing that got me that's on the top of my memory right now is probably the accusation that not only was the second child not conceived naturally, which he wouldn't directly answer that question, really, but the reason why that second child was made was because the girl best friend kept a vial of his juice and saved it for later. Yeah, that's not how that works. Like, I don't think you have to be a biologist or a rocket scientist to know that, like, that's not how that works. You can't just, like, go into a cup and then put a lid on it and leave it in your freezer. Like, it has to be at a certain temperature, and freezers do not reach that temperature unless they're freezers that are in labs that are specifically made for stuff like this. So that one made me chuckle a little bit, because I'm like, dude, are you... I actually don't even know how Lateris didn't, like, boy, excuse you, what did you just say? But that part. And then, like, the dad shirt that he's wearing, where he just cops it up to, oh, her mom, Bri's mom, who's the girl best friend, Bri's mom bought that for me. Okay, but you put it on. But you put it on. You're picking and choosing when you want to be those children's dad. Just admit it. And one thing I really want to know, and they didn't ask this in the interview, and if you guys have seen this somewhere, this is what I want to know. Do the kids call you dad, and do they ask for you? Because if what I'm picturing is kids saying, where's my dad? That's what makes me mad about the whole situation. If it was really like the kids genuinely believe this is just their uncle who, like, goes off every time he's in a relationship, it's significantly less heartbreaking. But yeah, the dad shirt definitely makes me think that that's not the case. But yeah, like I said in the last episode that I did publish, I hope for the least amount of damage and trauma to those children. I hope that they go to bed one night, wake up, and they're like, Tyler who, or dad who, you know. And you know, there was a lot of other things, like, going around, and, you know, Bri's ex-wife, who is the woman that is the second mother to the first child, talking about domestic violence and all this stuff. And it's like, you know, for Tyler to come on and say, well, if she was so bad, like, why didn't you leave? It's like, dude, I can really make a whole episode on, like, the psychology of Stockholm syndrome, the psychology of why women don't leave or why men don't leave, like, when they're being abused. It's like, it's obviously something that goes on enough for it to be studied in the psych field. So maybe don't be so fucking insensitive. Whatever, I just don't like Tyler. But I also don't want to be, like, spreading hate on the internet, so I'm going to, like, leave it there. But yeah, that whole situation is just messy, and I just hope the best for those kids. And that's it. That's all. You guys, the other day, I was, like, recording on this camera for my niece's second birthday. And I got home and I realized I recorded the whole thing in slow motion. I'm looking at the setting right now. Slow motion is off. So that shouldn't be a problem today. But anyway. All right. So the next thing I want to get into, let's talk about baddies. Let's talk about baddies. Let's get into some, like, reality TV, trashy reality TV. Okay. So what did we watch recently? Let me try to pick my brain. Okay, so today's Saturday. The last episode we saw was on last Sunday night. And we saw, okay, remember Summer? The whole internet is defending Summer right now. They're all, like, Team Summer, which I don't get, because she was trying to egg on everybody, which was, like, annoying. I think she's annoying. Maybe she'll warm up to me. Personally, at this point in time, I don't like her. Emma trying to fight Scotty because she's boring. Dude, shut up. She's not that boring because she's still in the season. Even if it's because she's of the relationship with the boss, she's still here. So there's something about her. Plus, I like Scotty. I love me some Scotty with the body. Sorry. What else did we see? Oh, we saw. Okay, I remember this. What happened? Okay, so Biggie opened up a lot about why she hasn't been, like, as, like, fighty, I guess, as previously. Which, honestly, guys, Biggie has never really been a fighter. Like, never. So for the girls to get mad at her for not fighting is crazy, because that's who she's been this whole time. Like, the only reason that she came in hot, like, 2 seasons ago with Rolly is because she knew what she had to do to be on the show. And the other thing is she's grieving. And I didn't know she was grieving. I had a feeling she was because the preview to the episode we just saw included her being like, I'm working with half a heart and half a lung, which I don't think she meant literally, but still, like, she's grieving. So, and you can kind of tell she's, like, checked out. And she says she needs the money. That's why she's on the show. Personally, I'm with Biggie on this one. I think Anna's a fighter. That's one thing for sure. And I don't invalidate Anna's feelings either, because I would feel the same way. Because, like, why am I? I've been there. Trust me, I've been there. Where I'm the only one fighting for a friendship. I'm the only one showing loyalty. I'm the only one literally throwing hands for some friend that would never do the same, and as a matter of fact is the only reason I had to throw hands. Yeah, so I know a thing or two about what Anna's feeling. But unlike my ex-friend, Biggie actually seems to have, like, an excuse. Okay, I want you guys to remind me, like, every 2 minutes or so to, like, push this back in, because it keeps cutting me off. At least it's not the camera this time, thank God. Anyway, as I was saying before I got cut off, was what I will say is about Biggie is, like, I hope that when she's okay and feeling better from her grief and her loss, that she does step it up just a little bit, because Anna is one of those types of friends that, like, you don't want to lose. You know what I mean? Yeah, I think Anna and Biggie are both really good friends, and they're, like, I think Biggie could be a little more understanding of Anna, maybe, but who knows? I love both of the girls. I do. Which brings me to the preview. I don't know when we're going to see it, but I'm curious to see whose side I land on with Biggie and Jaden. I might end up understanding both of their sides, but I love Jaden Alexis. Like, I love her so much. So I'm curious to see why they're fighting. Like, why they're even fighting. They just seem like, Biggie seems like she doesn't want to fight anybody, and Jaden seems like she doesn't want to fight unless someone starts with her first. So I'm curious to see what that's all about. Back to what... Oh, you know... I'm so sorry. Let me play. Okay, hold on. Guys, the fight between Jayla... Oh my gosh, who did she fight? Okay, I don't know her name, but the fight that Jayla had this last episode... What? Okay, neither of them connected. Like, they literally, like, I know you guys saw it, but, like, that was so stupid. I was literally dying. I was like, are they gonna go again? Can they go again? Because I actually kind of want to see who's gonna win that fight. Like, what the? Oh my gosh. Okay, that was ridiculous. I like how even in the confessional, the girls were like, what the was that? Oh, the other thing too we saw was Tinka and Summer fighting, which, again, to me, the throwing hands and putting your hands on me and then immediately after, like, we're cool and we're hugging is, like, I need some space, dude. If you put your hands on me, like, if you're a man, you're done. Like, I'm not going to get into what that means. As a woman, I have never physically fought with somebody that I love and care about. Like, I don't, well, the girls don't love and care about each other either, I guess. So, I don't get it. But you know what? That's how they handle business. And to me, if I really wanted to let somebody have it, I would need to, like, say all the words I want to say. I just don't think I would have to hit. Also, I feel like I could hurt feelings more with my mouth. Yeah, probably. Yeah. That's all I really remember of baddies. I don't remember much else. The only other thing that I have, like, reality TV wise that I'm... Oh my gosh, you guys, did you see the Ultimatum came out, the new season? You guys, okay, you know what? I was thinking that could be another show that we watch live together. Not live, but, like, we watch it and then I do a recap and then I make a video for it, kind of like I do with baddies. And the turnaround time will be faster now that I have a camera, because now I can record and post the same day. Before it was like this many hours for this, and it's just annoying, like uploading, transferring, rendering. Oh yeah, okay guys, this whole thing with Kai Cenat and magic, some magician, I don't know his name. Okay, for those of you that do not know, Kai Cenat is he might be one of the most famous Twitch streamers right now. He recently did a stream with this magician, and the magician did here's what happened. So the magician said, all right, I'm going to have you pull on this rope, and there's going to be a noose around my neck on this end. So from that end over there, you're going to pull the rope, but don't worry, I'm a magician, so I'm going to break out of it. I will be fine. So Kai, clearly he's hesitant, but he's on the stream. The magician is reassuring him. There's like medics on standby. He's like, okay. So people that are like, oh, you could have avoided it, shut the fuck up, have a little bit of compassion, okay? He pulls on it, and the magician couldn't do it. He essentially himself, but he didn't. Kai, that's what Kai thought. Kai and everybody, well, not everybody, but Kai was fully like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, this stunt went wrong, da 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 da. Medics are coming in, everybody's coming in. Like, this whole thing is like very serious. This man just like in right in front of Kai's eyeballs. And so then like Kai ends up watching this video of the magician talking to him, saying like, this was all a setup, I'm actually fine, we pranked you, haha, lol. Okay, guys, I know like we get made fun of because like this younger generation is so sensitive, but there is such a like, no, that is fucked up. I'm sorry. Like, no matter which way you spin it, it was a joke, it was a prank. Like, that is the most fucked up thing you can do to somebody. I would even argue that that's traumatizing, because whether or not he knew it was real, that's in his brain now. It just is. Like, I think it's fucked up. And I actually think most of the internet is on that. I don't think I've seen anybody like, it's just a prank, bro. I haven't seen anybody really say that. But I mean, it just brings back like Sam Pepper, you know, Sam Pepper vibes. When what did he do? He faked himself getting murdered in front of his best friend or something like that. And again, like, you could just see the terror in like these people's eyes. And it's like, dude, that's traumatizing. You cannot. That's too fucking far. That is way too far. And then I think of also this other prank. Oh my God. I think it was, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it was John Atwood, I think that's his name, where he pranked the mother of his kid by saying that their kid was like on this thing that like exploded. And so she freaked the fuck out, thinking, if you know, you know, I can't get into the prank. The baby was fine, but as a mom, oh my God, oh my God, whatever, people are fucking stupid. They don't understand when things are too far, and like, it's ridiculous. A prank is like, what's a good prank? I don't know. Not that. My gosh, watch the Jersey Shore for some prank ideas from Pauly D. Like, he's fine. Okay, and then what else did we have? We had Pajama Gate, which honestly is kind of like, yeah, it's kind of like old news now. We also had Keith Lee Wormgate, which again, I feel like that's old. I am glad that the restaurant is taking accountability though, because yeah, for those of you that don't know, Keith Lee is a really, really popular TikToker. He does food reviews, and every time he does a food review, it like the restaurant just goes up. Like, their marketing, you don't even have to worry about marketing because Keith Lee ate at your restaurant. Assuming the food's good, which most of the time his reviews are good. Most of the time. In this one instance, he did a food review at Fob Sushi. I forgot what city it was in. But he rated the food, like, really good. And the specific food he was eating, like the salmon with the rice, was like 8.5. Well, when watching that video, some of his viewers noticed that there was a little, like, twitch, like a little dance being done at the end of a sushi, and it was giving Parasite. It was giving Worm. And so yeah, Keith Lee did respond, and he said that he doesn't condone like canceling businesses and stuff like that. However, he does want to see businesses like take accountability, meaning like, they hadn't, the only thing that they said before Keith Lee's response was like, Oh, the only reason that the sushi moved was because of the natural elasticity from it being previously frozen or from the chopstick squeezing on the whatever. So they obviously didn't take accountability. But then after his response, they did a post that they were going to do a temporary like close of the restaurant to like ensure everything's being like properly followed and stuff, which I think is good. I don't think that like the whole thing should shut down, but I do agree that like, okay, you do need to pause, stop feeding to the public for a minute. Redo your however you figure out your processes, retrain your people, and then come back and see. I think that's the only way you can really build trust with the consumers, if at all. Me personally, I would never eat there again. I'm actually scared now to eat sushi again, because I never knew that that parasites could live, which I guess now 2 + 2 = 4. It's raw fish, of course, but I never like thought about it. Now I'm thinking about it and I have a visual. So I don't even know if I want to talk about this. I might cut this part out. But I do follow the canceled girlies, Brooke and Tana. And I swear Brooke has been in controversy after controversy after controversy. And it's like, girl, I don't know. Listen, this current one, her dating a guy that dated a girl that was like 16. The only valid proof I could find of, I'm not gonna say 15 because I haven't seen that with my eyes. I'm gonna tell you guys 16 when he was like a little too old, like 26, 27, okay? That stuff really, really pales in comparison to the George Floyd stuff. And here's my thing. If she still had followers after the George Floyd stuff, then she will still have followers after this. And as I don't know, it kind of seems like we're going in on her more for the boyfriend stuff than we did prior to. And maybe it's because with the old tweets, she did like step up and hold herself accountable for that. And at that point, like if you're in her situation, that's all you can really do. Me personally, I mean, y'all can find my Twitter X. I don't know if it's still active because it switched over to X. It might be. Y'all can, it's, you're not gonna see like bigotry and stuff like that because I don't know. I grew up in a very diverse, like, household, diverse neighborhood. My family's Mexican. Like, I might not look it, but I am. Didn't really get that whole thing. But yeah. You know, other than that, I do watch them because I think that their dating stories are hilarious. I am not dating. I'm actually a surrogate. I'm pretty sure I said that before. So I'm not really interested in dating. And honestly, if there's a guy that's interested in dating me when I'm pregnant, it's giving, why? Like, why? I've done it. And the guy definitely gave interested in pregnant girls. Not in this surrogacy, but when I was pregnant with my son, I dated a guy. And he was, we won't get into that. We're not trying to be here all day. He's actually the reason why I will not date a man that has a child. And if I do, I'm paying very close attention to the way he's speaking about the mother of his child or children. Because if you're talking bad about her, why? I feel like in like, especially with stuff like that, if she's a good mom, there's no reason for you to, like, I went on a date with some guy that had, side note, I went on a date with some guy. When was this? Must have been like last year at some point. And he had a kid, and about my son's age, like a little girl. And I remember asking him in our chat before I agreed to a first date, because I'm very serious about this. I was like, "Oh, that's nice. Like, what's the relationship like between you and your child's mother?" "Oh, it's fine. Like, we're cordial. We get along." "Cool. All right, cool. Let's go on a date." So we went on a date. And I don't know if like the drink started flowing or what was going on with this guy, but he just starts going in on his kid's mom. And I was just like, ick. It just icked me out. 'Cause I'm just like, you know, and he's talking about how, oh, she does drugs around our daughter. She does this around our daughter. She does this and she does this. And I'm like, okay, who has like primary custody? And he said, oh, she does. And I was like, okay, so if she's doing all this stuff around your daughter, why haven't you challenged her in court? Oh, because it's like it's hard to prove. It's da, 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 da. It's not that hard if she's doing drugs. So Yeah, that's probably not true. And it's funny because the next time, I don't even know why I talked to him after this, to be honest, because that was just so icky, like, to hear a man talk that badly about, like, a woman that your child loves, especially if she's, like, I don't know. That's just me, okay? So, fast forward, he's like, oh, you want to FaceTime? I'm like, all right, cool, let's FaceTime. So, he FaceTimes me, and we're talking, and I told him, I was like, oh, by the way, I found, like, your daughter's mother on social media. Because I had went and I looked. And he was like, oh, really? Like, what'd you think? And I was like, she's a beautiful girl. She seems like she really loves your daughter. And I feel like what you said doesn't strike me as true. Because I don't, you know what I mean? Like, not that she would post herself doing drugs on social media. But I was just like, I don't know. I think she's a good mom. And it looks like from the videos that your daughter loves her very much. So that's just my opinion. And he was like, well, yeah, she's not going to post. Da-da-da, I'm just saying. And he got all mad. I don't know. I think I was just like in a mood where I just really wanted to like check a man. And so I think that's why I kept on the phone. And I was like, all right, well, I got to go. Because I think he was getting mad. He was getting really mad. I was like, I'm about to go be her friend after this, you freaking bum. Speaking of, that guy actually tried to add me on Snapchat like a few months ago. And I was like, no. Why? So you can get me pregnant and then talk shit about me after for the rest of our kid's life? I don't think so. It's funny, I actually have some like funny dating stories that I thought about putting a segment in this podcast for, but I don't know how, I don't know if I want to get into that on the internet. Especially because I know there's at least one of my ops that watches this, at least one. At least one. And I don't really want them to know my business. Yeah, there's like random little dramas like I have on like my TikTok. Like the teenies mac and cheese, leave her the fuck alone. That's my opinion on that. That pistachio chocolate, I really want to try it. I think one of these episodes we'll try it. Catherine McBroom has a new boyfriend, good for her. Slay. What else? Oh my gosh, side note, have you guys seen these videos of like this lady cooking like a full Thanksgiving meal for her dogs? Like, look at this. Tell me that is not the cutest, literally the cutest shit ever. And everything is dog safe. Like, watch, she's gonna pull out wine right now, and the wine is like for dogs. Watch, just wait, it's coming. See, look at that. It literally says like, it's wine for dogs. How fucking cute is that? I don't know. I just like, that's one of my goals in life, is like to get to a point of like being content and not having to like work in my free time, to where I could just like make my dog like a full like meal. And my son too, but he's picky, so it's just gonna be a full meal of like dino nuggets. If anything, I can make the dino nuggets from scratch, like Nara Smith style, but she might, he might like think that it doesn't look processed and not even eat it. But anyway, all right, guys, I can't think of anything else. That's it for today. I will be getting into the last resort. I'm so excited. Jasmine is gonna create so much like spice and like pizzazz this freaking season. I'm so excited. And then also the ultimatum, I'll probably get to watching that too. But at the very least, the last resort baddies we're gonna keep covering. And let's close the chapter on Ashley and Tyler. I think I'm done. I don't think there's anything else she can say, nothing else he can say. Even if she ends up leaving him, the only thing I'm gonna say is like, good for you. But like, yeah. All right, thank you for chismeando and chilling with me. And if you like true crime, check out my other podcast called Consuming Crime. You can listen to old episodes for now. I will be posting a new episode and start posting weekly now that I have this camera and everything's figured out. I don't have to do all that. You guys have no idea what I was going through with my stupid iPhone. Thank you for chismeando and chilling with me today. Until next time. Que tengan buen día. Oh, that's a good. I like that. We're doing Spanglish or Spanish.